I don't know if you've ever seen that before, but when I read that, boy, it jumped off the page. The high priest, he's going into a religious setting to go after followers of the Son of God. That shows me tonight that you can be in a church. That shows me tonight that you can follow religious practices. That tells me tonight that you can be involved in a lot of religious activity. But if you're running against the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've never made Christ your Savior, all it is a ritual and it's not a relationship. Now notice what the text says. And desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, any following Christ, whether they be men or women, that he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. This Saul, who the scriptures tell us of, is breathing out threatenings and slaughter. What do you mean, preacher? Well, in other words, he's hurting people, he's killing people who claim to be disciples, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's doing these despicable things because he believes that he is doing something that's pleasing unto God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You're never going to please God as long as you're persecuting his son. Never. I tell you, there's religion after religion after religion in the world today that don't speak about Christ in the proper manner. They don't speak about Christ in the right way. And all it is religion. They have no power with God. They have no success with God whatsoever, because all it is a ritualistic religion. God's not looking for your religion. He's looking for a relationship. Now, I want you to think about some things tonight. As we go back to Acts chapter number 7, we're going to see some things that's hard to stomach. Paul's doing some things in Acts chapter number 7 that's plain old despicable, it's plain old cruel, it's plain old ugly. Now, I can't even imagine. I mean, Saul at this point was cruel and violent. He had bloody actions against these and hatred against the disciples of the Lord. I tell you, it's hard to imagine that God would allow such a man to continue, that Saul of Tarsus was killing the people of God. He was killing the disciples. Look at Acts chapter number 7. Acts chapter number 7. Look down there in verse about 54, I think is where it's at. Verse number 54. I want you to see the text. And when they heard these things, now we're talking about Stephen. Stephen stood up. You're talking about preaching a sermon. Stephen preached a sermon, made every one of them mad. Now, I'll tell you, a lot of times we get up and preach, we think, oh, I hope I didn't make them mad today. Son, Stephen got up and made everybody mad. He got up and blew the blue John out of the blue John. That's what Papa used to say. He said he blew the blue John out of the blue John. Amen. You're talking about a message, son. He done had to, I mean, they was curling their mustache and combing their hair on this one, man. I'm telling you, he had tore them up. Look at what the Bible says right there in verse 54. And when they what? Heard these things, they were cut to the heart. Remember what God's word will do? God's word will cut you, friend. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. Now, how many of you godly, I'm telling you, man, good preachers have been gnashed on these days? We want to worry about somebody calling me a name and all these other things. Listen, this preacher here was getting chewed on. I ain't got there yet. I hope I don't have to get there soon, but amen, if that's what it takes to get the job done. But he being full of the Holy Ghost, now that's what it's all about, looked up steadfastly into the heaven and saw the glory of God, and who? Jesus. Hold on a minute. This guy right here, Stephen, son, now he don't have religion. He's got a relationship. Son, they're persecuting him on this side. I mean, they're gnashing, they're biting him. I mean, they're calling him all kinds of names. It gets a little bit worse here in just a moment. But I'm going to tell you, this is what Stephen saw. He's sitting there with all that stuff that's going on. Here he does. He gets a vision of one that's on the throne. Amen. He gets a vision of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gets a vision of his Savior. Freaking, I tell you, during that dark hour of your life, when you don't think that nobody's present, you don't think nobody's for you, can I tell you, you got one in heaven that loves you. You got one that's on the throne that's going to stay by your side. Amen. If you keep going after your religion, you'll never find anything. But if you hold on to a relationship, Jesus will be there all the way through.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.